it is a good evening, I think. As long as we are still here and still able to worship God, it's a good evening, even though the world is completely insane, upside down, and lost, wandering in the desert. I tell you, I've said this for a long time, this is very much like Exodus we are in. Totally. But I just want to do a great call out before we start to MyPillow with Mike Lindell and his super team over there that are offering great deals to the Bards family. Great deals. All you have to use is that Bards code, B-A-R-D-S, when you go over to MyPillow.com, or you can use the telephone number, the 800 number that was specially set up for Bards, for the Bard BDAD family, which is 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. You can also scroll down the page, and there's a little block on the page that says Radio Listeners Square. Click on that and go shop and watch the magic savings appear. My goodness. And, of course, you know, I've been saying it all week. I can't wait to get them either. The man, my slippers. And they've got Patriot Women My Slippers, too, just so we're clear. Man Patriot My Slippers and Women Patriot My Slippers. They're not soybean stuff. So if you're a soy person here, like soy boy, soy whatever, probably not the slippers for you. You probably need to get like flip-flops or something. These are like manly. So get on over there and get some manly slippers or some Patriot Woman slippers. I don't know. Do you say womanly? Not really. Good stuff. Promo code BARDS, BARDS. And why do we like it? Because Mike Lindell is a rock star patriot, runs a great company, and has God and Christ in his heart. So there you go. Good enough reasons to shop. Have at it. So where are we right now? We, besides being in the middle of one of the craziest episodes of... Ever seen the series Lost? That's kind of... It's very apropos right now. Lost. We're all like lost. And Lost at least had a logical ending. I don't know that we're going to get a logical ending out of this. This is insane, Bill. But here's the deal. They're starting, and I want to do a call out to one of our patriots that sent this over to me a little while ago and really was good. It was a note about what the how they're flipping the script right now, and they are. So I'm going to run with it tonight. And it's all centers on the psychology of control, which is amazing what they're doing. So we went through this whole place of ritualistic cleansing. This was a Luciferian ritual, which was to put a mask on, which is to submit yourself to a higher authority, and then to rinse your hands, like, I don't know, 5 times a day. When every time you touch something, you had to go wash your hands with everything, constantly washing your hands and submitting. And this process has taken now about a year. And that process has been the ritual of submission. And they needed to do this on a wide scale because they needed to reprogram a large body of the public to so they would be obedient to the next phases of their rollout. Remember, at the end of the day, we are nothing more than cattle to them. Hence the reason they talk about herd immunity. And we are a little more than subjects for them to toy with and ultimately terminate. But it's the thing about this of why and is how they are trying to exterminate the public that should be begging a lot of questions that nobody's asking anyway. Even those, I'm surprised, even those that are digging into this aren't asking to me the right question, which is not what they're doing, but why are they going to such lengths to eradicate humankind? And they are. They're going through some enormous levels of destruction, and a very complicated plan. It doesn't have to be. I mean, if you didn't like us, you could just throw some nerve agent in the air, put it in the water, put it in your food, you'd be done. You'd like wipe out a whole country quick. And they've got the resources to do it. It's not like they don't. So what's at the center of this, first of all? And this is really the place where we have to ask ourselves, why is it they have to go through this? And the one thing that you're noticing is they're working through this constant process of people submitting to themselves. And we're now at the final frontier of this. The American subject was the probably the most difficult they've ever had to confront, because we had the principles of liberty and free will within our soul, God-given rights that we cherished, inalienable rights that were given to us by God that no government could take away. And that's unique, because in other countries, they don't have that. Like, freedom of speech is not a God-given right. It's a legislative right in most countries, and so they can take it away. But not here. Our freedom of speech are our inalienable rights that was declared in the Declaration of Independence, and it continues forward in the Constitution. And as we continue to learn, as we're doing the Federalist Papers in the morning in the Storm Dispatch show, the one thing that's constantly coming up is our founding fathers made one massive assumption. And if there's any one flaw, it was this one, but I don't know that they could have done it any other way, but they made the assumption that people would always defend their right to be free. I don't think they ever envisioned that there'd be a herd of people that would literally give it all up for fear of a 1% threat. It's insane. They were dealing with many different threats in their time, much more aggressive than we see today. Their lifespans were shorter. And now people cling on to life so heavily that the slightest tremor in that idea that somehow you could be disrupted by a 1%, less than 1% threat, you'll give up everything about you, you'll give up. And that whole mind conditioning was really established pretty well in 9/11, when they faked the airplanes flying into the building and they detonated it with nanothermite and dropped those buildings flat, made it look like it was an airplane attack, which it wasn't, picked out some rogue agent who went by codename Osama bin Laden or something like that, and then they waged a holy war on the Middle East so that we would be forever at war with Islam, which was not what we wanted nor needed. Made up all about 90% of the stuff we went after, and in the meantime, cost us thousands of lives, cost the world hundreds of thousands of lives, damaging of children, rifts that run deep within culture and society, and tried to drain and break the back of the military and the financial coffers of the United States. It was all very well engineered. But with that came this thing called the Patriot Act, which basically stripped away the entire Constitution in one go, and it magically appeared. And this was a point when most people were still kind of overwhelmed or stunned by this attack, trying to put their head around it. Those that were screaming that something was wrong were shunned as conspiracy theorists, tin hatters. And the public was very responsible for shunning them, because the public was at that point very obedient to the media. And in so doing, the truth got smothered, and we ended up with a Patriot Act that basically shut our Constitution down in one go. And that's where we are today, in trying to dig out of that hole. But it's gotten worse, because now with this, and I know I do this history a lot, but I think it's very important, and I'm not trying to beat it to death, but it's very important to keep our eyes on where this thing really got out of control in the fake pandemic realm of COVID. Okay, somewhere starting in around February, March range of last year, when the media started its mask hype again, after the whole thing had kind of settled down a bit, once they started ramping that up and the people started to do what? They didn't listen to President Trump. They didn't listen to a damn thing he said for 4.5 to 5 years, which was the media was the enemy of the people. Instead, the media took a knee, bowed in front of the media and said, yes, we need masks. And when are we going to get a vaccine? That's essentially where we arrived. And as a public, when you're a president, as I've said many times, the promotion of the vaccine by anybody infuriates me, because I know it's a deadly substance. However, President Trump was in what I frequently refer to as the Kobayashi Maru scenario. If you're familiar with Star Trek, it's the unwinnable situation, right? It's that unwinnable conflict where he can't move forward denouncing masks because the public's going to lose its mind. He can't openly support masks because half his base is going to lose its mind. But he needs to swing as many people as possible to vote for him. And so ultimately, that's why I've referenced this one document so often, the Proclamation of Law Day that he signed on March 30th or March 29th. One of those, it's right in there. It went into effect on April 30th. It went into effect on 1 May. And if it's important to read that in this context, because at that point in time, he hands the power over to the people and he says, it's up to the American people to defend the Constitution. We're doing our best to get rid of regulation and improve job and stimulate the business. But it was at that point that we also know right in that time that FEMA was activated. There was no way out of this. If there had been an anticipation that the American public would have been awake, it just got doused right at that moment because people absolutely collapsed and gave in to the seditious media. And what do you know, right? So now we are in this accelerated plan of the deep state to try to destroy the world and bring as many people under their control. And it's not anything that most people can wrap their head around because they just don't want to believe the science that's here. And there's a lot of it. And so we've been working under this mask mandate, which has been wearing people down. And those that are weak in faith constantly give in to this vaccine because they want to go back to the way things were. We're never going back to the way things were. Never. Whatever we do going forward will be either a different and better model, or it will be a worse and prison model. But there's no going back. And so we have seen a slow awakening since last year of more patriots, but at the critical moment when the war could have been decided by the public, a large percentage of the public, patriots included, bowed. What we have now is a rebuilding. And there have been increasingly more people awakening over the suffering that they've been through. And they're starting to realize that this is not what it seems. So the problem we have right now is that we're into this fight and there's a whole bunch of people that are now getting injected. And the more that we learn about this injection, the more dangerous it becomes. We really don't know what's in this injection. They try to tell you it's a lot of things, and the willful idiots out here that want to believe that the government would never betray them, that all the pharmaceutical companies are there to help them and preserve life, who like to live with that vanilla cake and vanilla ice cream serving of life, are in for a very rude awakening. And so where we are right now is a situation where more and more comes out about this injection, which is starting to show that there's a number of things that are starting to indicate that there is something else in the injection that is accelerating the lethality of this COVID thing that they released. And one of the theories right now is that they've been playing around with mold and fungus spores that are inside this injection, which are causing horrendous physical problems inside the body. And those are some latest reports that came out in India today, matched by a number of other things, including a patriot that sent us some stuff on his own research, which I have to say, it's not thorough enough to make a conclusion, but it's not a bad beginning of indicating that there has been some collusion of the technologies between companies like Monsanto that have been playing around with fungus and mold genetic manipulation and now incorporating some of that into the shot. And it's not confirmed, but that seems to be the direction this is going. It's kind of a black mold. And India, in fact, is finding black fungus in patients. So this is where some of this is coming from. And yet people continue to take it. We have over 3,800 people on the VAERS list that have died That's reports of death related to the injections. We have over 100,000 people that have reported medical damage from this thing. It's more than I could list. If you read those reports, they're gut-wrenching of how people have died. And yet people keep marching forward and taking this injection. Today, literally in the same day, you have a report in Fox News that says that two youths have died from taking this experimental injection. And in the same period of time, Fox News reports that the FDA is now allowing more injections by, I want to say Pfizer, I think it was, more injections by Pfizer to inject teens. So this assault on humanity is unprecedented, and assault on America is, this is a war against America. Don't kid yourself. They're throwing everything at us to try to kill us. Now, there's going to be some severe casualties out of this. The one thing I can tell you, and this is where we're kind of coming back to that, where we started, is that the one group of people that has continued to hold fast are those of faith. And that's the Christians that are standing truly with a relationship with Christ, not a relationship with their church, not a relationship with their pastor, priest, or minister, but those who have a true relationship with Christ. You understand this? We stand here, and we stand strong, and we're anchored very strongly in our faith, and we're going to hold fast. And it doesn't matter how many are left. At the end of the day, we're going to hold fast, and unfortunately, what we're going to witness, and we're going to witness a lot of pain. I don't think there's any question about that. And most of the pain are going to be those that are compliant to the state. So the irony of this whole thing is that the state is effectively, the deep state is effectively weeding out its own compliance. They're killing them. They're going to kill them off or medically impair them. And I don't say that. I mean, I just shake my head at the insanity of this. And yet we're going to be standing strong. But what does that mean? It means that we're going to become a target. So watch now how they're flipping the script. And this is really interesting because if you look at it from a biblical point of view, they're literally turning the Bible on its head, which is no surprise because, as they say, Lucifer knows the Bible better than anyone. So let me read Luke 11:39-41 to start this. So it says, "And the Lord said to him, 'Now you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools, do not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you.'" This is a very interesting passage for me in the current state of where we're at, because what we're looking at is the shallowness in which people are perceiving where we are in this whole state of affairs. And that shallowness is based on a perception of cleanliness at the core of this. What has happened is that over this last year, in the mask ritual, as people have washed and worn a mask, there has been a relationship and an association that anybody that puts on a mask is also washing their hands. Therefore, they are clean. Very important, because this is a biblical parody is what's going on here. Those that were not wearing a mask, regardless of whether you washed your hands or not, those that were not wearing a mask were seen as unclean. You were a threat. Therefore, you were unholy. Okay? So it's very interesting how they've done this. And they've taken the biblical framework that most people in one way or another are familiar with, in particular Christians, and especially those that have a relationship with their pastor or their church, not a relationship, true relationship with Christ. And I'm really hitting this hard because those that are succumbing to the shot, that are going to church and letting the church or some corrupt pastor, priest, minister tell you that this is a biblical event, or guilting you or shaming you into taking it because you're making others unclean is what they're saying to you. They're using the framework of a religious framework to guilt people in or influence people to take this shot. They're selling out the entire faith for this greater goal of globalism and probably some other one world order, Luciferian, antichrist type religion, which we know is one way or another they're trying to force on us. Now, a little sidebar here. I'm just going to throw this in. I'm going to come back to the unclean thing, but it just, as I thought about it, I want to share this with you. CERN has been working on opening portals. They, as we know a lot about CERN, they deal with this in terms of the gods of chaos, and they do Luciferian rituals around that. I just want to throw out something very interesting to think about. They are trying to connect people to the internet via transhumanism. That is the goal. And they sell it as this great thing to where you can have this expanded consciousness. You can now be part of the global one world order. You can communicate with your brain, all this nonsense. And it is nonsense because that's not their intention at all. But I want you to think about this for a minute. The internet was developed on a principle of individual home computers being linked together to create a massive network of processing. So that in the original concept of the internet, there was a distributed network concept. And in a case of a nuclear war, if one major server system was hit, the internet was able to spread out its information across a vast network of individual computers. And that became hundreds of thousands and millions of computers, where now I think it's probably billions of computers, that all have pieces of information. Now, I want you to imagine if you were CERN and you were working with supercomputers, which they have, and you have artificial intelligence, which they have, and you're working on cracking open the portal, and these are some heavy-duty portals and dimensional shifts that they're trying to create and manifest. Wouldn't it be pretty amazing if you could get 70% of the human brains tied into processing that, and you would then tie 70% of the global consciousness into helping open up the portal of hell? I'm just throwing it out there for you to think about of how wild this stuff gets and how very possible all this is. I'm just not making this up. This comes from a lot of research, and I'll try to do more on this down the road, but I want to throw that in there. It's just something to put in the back of your head. 70% is an important number they keep hitting on, and it's a big number. So that's an interesting comment I just read. World of Warcraft on steroids. I have to look into that. That's a great lead. Thank you. So as we go there, we've got this ritual that went on for a year of people submitting, and they've taken the unclean and they've put masks on the clean, and they've made the clean wash, and the unclean are those without masks. And again, it's kind of this pretty much what Christ was talking about here in Luke 11:39, that they're, the people that are doing this are only seeing the outside of the cup and the dish. They're not seeing inside. This is the psychology of this. So now watches are going to flip the script, and this is what's going to happen next. As they move forward now, what they're going to do is they're going to transition, and they're already starting the narrative. They're starting to say things like, those that are unvaccinated is their choice, but we can't be discriminating against them. We can't, meaning they can't be disallowed from doing things. So how is this going to happen, and what's going to happen? So those that are injected are going to start wearing bracelets, or they're going to start wearing COVID passes. They're going to have some symbol of guarantee that they were injected. And in the reward for that, at least in the short term, is they're going to be able to get access to things, to do things without a mask. So now they are going to become the ritual rite to show your face because you've passed through the rites of passage in this Luciferian order. And this is truly, it is a Luciferian ritual. You've demonstrated for a year that you could submit to the mask, that you've washed your hands, and you've gone to even the greater submission, which you have accepted salvation, keywords here, salvation through a shot that they created and put something inside of you to make you closer to their God. The salvation through an injection has now given you the rites of passage, the ultimate rites of passage, to be able to walk freely in this world and show your face. You are now part of the new great reset. You are allowed to show your face in the world. However, and you are now representative of the new clean. That is the new clean, which is exactly inverse of what the Bible says, but that's exactly how they do things. So you're part of the new clean. Those that have not taken the injection, you will be allowed into certain areas, not all, mind you, but into certain areas, like you might be allowed to buy food at certain times of the day in certain places, but you're going to have to wear a mask. You must hide your face because you are now the unclean, and you must submit to this in order to buy food or whatever you're going to do. You must agree to these new rules because you are now the unclean. You are now the unholy. You are now the ones that are on the outside. You have become like the Pharisees. You are, and you represent a threat in both the spiritual and the physical world. This is what they're doing. And this herd of clowns out here that keep playing this game and reinforcing this ritual are part of the problem. The problem we all are going to be faced with, I put myself right up here on the top of this list, and I'm just, is, we're in this place where we're walking a very defined line, of a line that we will not cross. And we can't. I'm just going to say now, I will pray that, and I do pray, that the patriots that are with us and stay with us until the end, whatever that looks like, good or bad. But I also know that in here, there's going to be people that crack, and they're going to give in for a variety of reasons. And unfortunately, what I'm going to say to you is this. This is going to test your faith in a way that you've never been tested before. This is where we're heading into. I am not in any way, the ones that started this problem started this way. This is where I was kind of going. I'll come back to what I was going to say. The ones that started this problem, the ones that took the injection, the ones that kowtowed to the deep state, the ones that have been wearing the mask the whole time, the ones that have submitted their kids to getting injected. I don't have a lot of empathy right there right now. And I know that's probably not a great thing to say, but I don't. Because the information is out here, and it's a sickening thing to see the willingness to give in and turn their back on God. Now, I'm going to be very honest. I've put this straight into prayer myself, and I've just said, God, you know, guide me here, because I'm trying to navigate a space here myself that's very difficult. And I'm just being transparent with you, Patriots, because I think it's sometimes easy to talk and not be real. But the real issue is this. I think it's very easy to get on a box and try to preach to people and say, oh, God did this, and God's going to forgive us, and God's going to do this. I don't live my life that way. I live my life based on my own accountability to God and what I do in all actions. And that means good and bad. And right now, some of the struggle that we're facing is that we have a group of people that we are looking at that are causing this problem. This whole problem would have gone away had they had faith in God. And I have a very difficult time myself, and I would assume others are in the same place, where we're having to balance this place of extending a hand of grace, becoming the light for those to awaken and come to us, and at the same time knowing that many of these people have caused the very problem of why we are here, the willfulness to turn their back on God. This is where I get into accountability, because there has to be an atonement and accountability for the decisions that they made in order to return to the kingdom. Now, I'm speaking on my own fashion. I'm speaking for God, and that may not be God's way at all. It may not be Christ's way at all, and then I'll be given a lesson at some point in my life, if that's the case, to remind me of where I should have walked on this one. I'd be like, okay, thanks very much. But where I sit right now is, in our own case, where we all sit is we sit in a problem where these people, and this is one of my biggest issues, is they're willfully accepting separation and class separation based on a shot that's man-made, a shot that is going to screw up their genetics. And in the process, they're seeing it as a right to have more privileges than another, because now they're part of a special class. This is masterful psychology, by the way. But it's so anti-Christ and so anti-God, I can't believe it. And it's for that very reason that this entire process is now really pointing to the fact that somewhere here they're going to introduce an Antichrist. I'm ready for this one. And you know me, you know, I do not talk Revelation because I just, it's not that I don't believe it. It's just that I don't talk it because I don't think it's a productive discussion to have. It's God's timing. It's not ours. It doesn't lead us anywhere, that our main fight is here and now. But when I start looking around this, I'm like, well, okay, here comes act number three. Where's the Antichrist? Because get ready to see it come, all right? And that's where we're going to have to be extremely strong. And I would suspect that they're going to provide enormous amount of lures, and they're going to increase the pressure on those that are now unclean. That's us. We're always been unclean by the Luciferians model. And they're going to increase the pressure on us because we're the biggest threat. The problem that they've had in this model that they've done is that they've rolled this out, and the Christians that have the relationship with Christ, all of us, have said, no, we're not doing it. And they can't break that barrier. So what's the next steps to this? Segregation in the name of not segregating. That's always their trick, right? We need to not discriminate against other people, which translates, you need to discriminate against them. It's always the inversion. And it's going to be this component of, you know, wear a bracelet, wear a mask, but if you're not going to wear that Jewish star on your chest, and I know that's going to irritate somebody, and I don't care. I truly don't, because this mode right now, people that are taking the injection might as well put a star on their chest, or they're going to put one on us. One of the two. Because we've now arrived at this cultural racism at a level we've not seen since Hitler. And we are going to witness something that could be profound. And so we have to be prepared. And we have to stick together, and we have to be very strong. It is very easy to control a society if you can get the right triggers of fear. And in the right triggers of fear, people will give away everything in their life to be protected, because most people are spineless and weak. And that's where I will openly admit to you that I have very little tolerance. I preach all the time here, and I shouldn't say it that way, but I mean, I talk all the time here about being tolerant and patient with one another. And when it comes to patriots, my heart is as big as it can ever get. I will do anything for patriots. But when it comes to betrayal, I see it, and I see betrayal to the relationship with God. I see the betrayal to the principles in which God gave us, which is inalienable rights. I see betrayal, when I see betrayal to the Constitution, that's a Judas moment to me. And it's not one that I just extend a hand and go, hey, that's it. It's all good. It's not going to be like that. There has to be accountability for those that have done this once they realize what they've done. And they have done a horrendous thing. They have created a momentum for those in control to satisfy their own ridiculous fears over being threatened by something that had a lethality of less than 1%. You have a higher probability of getting run over by a Mack truck than you do of this dying of this damn thing. But that's one level. So while this thing rolls out, and it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to get a whole lot worse. And we're going to have to keep ourselves strong in faith and detach ourselves from some of this. You're going to start seeing panic when this thing starts to really hit. And all of those walking out here with this IED that's armed within their bodies now, whatever that's going to look like, I don't know. But prayer is going to be the foundational thing. So you have to, you know, remember the five pillars that we've talked about for keeping healthy. The number one is prayer. Number two is boosting your immune system and eating healthy. Number three is keeping a fitness program going to keep your body strong. Doesn't have to be Olympiad level, but you've got to keep your fitness program going. Number four is music. Listen to music, play music, sing music. Those things are important. You need the frequencies of positivity in your soul, especially if you can sing or you can play music. It really helps heal, truthfully. And there's all sorts of music if you want to listen to some great music. It's 432 kilohertz. It's out there, so you can go find it. And the fifth one is the frequency of color, making sure you expose yourself to the brilliance and beauty of God's creations. Those things create enormous amount of energy strength within us, frequency strength within us, and align us very, keep us in alignment with God's frequencies and energies. And this is going to become increasingly important as the damage from this injection starts to surface in many ways. And naturally, they're going to circumvent, they're going to move around this. They're going to blame it on COVID-2, SARS-56-327, I don't know. It's going to be ridiculous. And they're going to roll out another injection, and they're going to keep doing it until they transition these people to a transhuman state. We may have to witness that. I don't know. And what I will say is the one thing that I'm anchored in pretty solidly now, and very solidly, not pretty solid. I'm 100% in on this, and I would hope you are too, is that we cannot be hanging on to the expectations of when some sort of saving moment is going to be here. The strength that we have in this fight is going to originate and generate from our relationship with God, our power of prayer, and our ability to walk into this world in God's light and in God's law. That does not mean it's easy. And I will point always to that relationship or that story, you know, Christ's final walk. And that was done. It's told in so many ways, but I think the part that we have to internalize is that the walk of faith is always some form of sacrifice. And we have to do that because our place here is not of here. This is a temporary place until we return and are called home by God himself through Christ to the Father. So as we accept that and step away from fear and we live that boldly and do everything we can in his name, then we're going to be happy. And don't think we're not going to go on the offensive, because I've told you already, we're working up singing warfare and all sorts of fantastic things that we're going to do to celebrate God's love in this world. We're going to develop amazing healing armies. So we're doing this. We're getting this started now. So we're going to be rocking it, and we're not going to sit still. And we're going to do what we do best, and we're going to wield the sword of truth and wield the sword of the Spirit out here and raise those shields of spirituality, and we're going to crush it. So the point that all of this is God's going to work through us. And I think this is one thing that people have to detach from as well. There is this sort of, the only way I can put it is almost like an alien story of this, like Christ will descend from the heavens and we will look up and there he will be. Christ is in us. God is in us. So when there is a profound victory, he has moved through us. And this is something I think is very important to appreciate, is don't anticipate what something will look like. I cannot stress that enough. You know, someone pointed out to me one time, I would say it's this way. We had a discussion one day about Revelation, and it was of this conversation that we brought forward a very interesting idea that if you look at the war that's been fought on the internet, one could proclaim that there is a story of Revelation in there of this fight that we've been in. It's a very interesting perspective, which I'm not going to get into right now, but we are keep looking outward to see where the war is, and we keep missing that it's all around us and it's active, but it's in planes and spiritual planes that we can't necessarily always see. So don't shape what things are going to look like. Let God do his work, trust in him, and do your job right now more than ever, which is to be loyal to him and be in this world with prayer and with the healing energies that we can bring, the scriptures that we can bring, and just let it happen. And this is why I tell you so many times, I don't bother with Revelation and trying to translate it. It's not that it's not an important book. It's just that I don't, when you sit there and trying to translate it, you're marking time, wasting time. There's things to do out here. And we are, should be anyway, warriors of Christ out here fighting right now in every way we can in that spiritual place and that great place of healing. Loving our neighbor as we intend to be loved, helping those in need, and giving voice to those that have no voice. Those sorts of acts are powerful acts of transformation, not just acts of kindness, but they're literally dropping Moabs on the darkness that this evil wants to hold. The one thing about all of this ritual that we're part of is fear is the binding agent. Fear is one of the most important elements of this entire war. And as we step away from fear, naturally, we are one of the greatest threats, and we need to remain that. The bigger threat we are, the more success we're having. So I would measure that way. So if they're, as we always say, over target, good. Because we need to be so positive, bringing so much light, so much encouragement into this world, so much love and through prayer in this world, without any fear, with complete power and faith, it's there that we truly rock the core of the dark side, and it is there that they realize how much of a threat we are. And that's when you'll really know, when they start proclaiming you openly as unclean, you'll know that you are the great souls and spirits of this world, saving humanity with God. Keep an open mind to what's coming, but keep yourself tied through faith and listen closely to God. It's so important. There is no deviating from this path right now. And it's going to get rocky, and you're going to feel pressure. And if you need a shoulder to lean on, then start pairing up with somebody that you know you can trust that will keep you true. If you're feeling like your feet are going to get a little bit weak, this is why we've built the BDAD group, Bard's Digital Army Division, for those of you that don't know what that is. This is why we have each other. And we've built fellowship in a wonderful way. And through this point in time, it's my hope and prayer that you have found enough people here to help you. And just for me to say it, the one thing I know about the amazing patriots that are on this channel is that the love and support that is extended is beyond anything I've ever seen anywhere on the internet. That's a blessing. And it's a resource for those of you out here who may not feel comfortable right now, who may feel that you're going to buckle. Don't buckle. There's so many great patriots out here that want to help, that will pray for you, that will help you. And in the process, we'll do it, and we'll take that tag of unclean, and we'll hold it, and we'll honor it, and we'll raise it up, and we'll laugh, and we'll bring the power of God into this world, and we'll crush them anyway. And that's the end of the day, is where we're headed on this. And so don't ever miss that point. In spite of all this talk about what we're going to be faced with, don't ever remove from your heart the warrior part of this fight. Our end goal, working with God, our end goal is to crush evil, crush it. And I'm not talking about making friends with it. I'm not talking doing pinky shakes or whatever the heck you have in mind, or I'm going to tolerate it. It's not about tolerating evil. It's crushing evil. This is a war. And to be in this war, you can be the mighty warrior of Christ and be decisive and be strategic, and you can be ruthless in the way you hit and still extend that hand of grace. We throat punch evil, we win. Don't ever give in to this fight. Those pressures are going to increase. We've got Telegram rooms, which is one way to connect, and we're going to expand out the connectability of here very soon as the website rolls out. There's a lot of neat things we're doing. We have to remain connected. You have to find those safe places to talk to one another. We want that. We're going to encourage it and do everything we can to build it. And that's what gives us strength. Fellowship is what churches should be offering. Unfortunately, too many churches have closed their doors. But fellowship is what we will bring here and continue to foster. We have some amazing leadership in this organization right now, and it will stay, and it's growing. And we have some amazing mods, and we have amazing patriots. So I say that it's an open offer for people and patriots out there that are listening. And I just add this final point. If you're a patriot out here right now, and you're struggling with something that you know inside the government, inside something you've witnessed, something you know that was done very bad and very wrong, it's time for you to come clean. You need to pray on this, and you need to find your way to tell the truth, to turn yourself over as a whistleblower, and you need to expose what you've seen. I speak to people in the military. I speak to people in the government. I speak to people in corporations. I speak to people who are just carrying these weights and thinking you can hide it. You can't. No one in this group would ever judge you. They would celebrate your courage. But it's time to be a courageous patriot. You're not going to be able to sit in the middle anymore. You have to come forward. You have to stand up. You have to tell the truth. And we'll have prayers up for that. And so if you're hearing this out here and you've got something you're carrying, a weight that you're carrying, your time is now. The fight here is built on truth, not built on hidden things and keeping things from being disclosed. It's built on truth. Search your heart through prayer and God, and you'll be guided to the right place. So, patriots, biggest thing of all this is to stand firmly on the rock and foundation of faith in God. And in spite of how powerful this storm seems to be, God is always stronger. And through God, we are above all attacks to us. And we become the rock. Rocky times ahead. It's okay. We got this. God's got this. And we're standing with God. It's a pretty good deal. You know? It's like, who's in your corner? Kind of step back, look over your shoulder. It's like, I got God. Who have you got? You could just do this. You got who? Good luck with that one, because I've got God. Have a nice day. Yeah, get out of my face. Get out of here. Hey, God, he's going to crush you at the end of the day. So step aside there, Junior. Grasshopper. We got the big dogs. All right, patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these times we come together to share and to hear your wisdom in all that we do. A time that we've anchored ourselves more deeply into our strength in the rock that you give us through faith and love. Lord, in these days ahead, we understand and we can see fairly clearly that the pressure on us is going to increase. But we are your children. We will not waver in our love for you. We will not deviate from our path. And we will hold strong. And we make that as a solemn statement to you, Lord, humbly before you. We pray that those that do have those moments of doubt or hesitation, we pray for the other many patriots that are around that can extend a hand to give strength to one another, to stand boldly here and strongly here in the face of this storm, in the face of evil, to truly be the remnant, that light that will bring the many from darkness and to continue to be the light of salvation for so many that are wandering and lost. And let us only continue to be stronger in our love and the strength that we have through the body of Christ and our trust and love in you. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. A war we are in. A war that we are in. When we try to convince ourselves that it's otherwise, it's easy to let your guard down. This is a time when you can't let your guard down. You're in a perpetual fight. It's all around us. And that's an exhausting concept when you think about it. So what I would also just close with saying is being in the war, meaning conscious of it, and being actively engaged in the war are two different things. So take some time once in a while and treat yourself with something and do a project, work in the garden, do something that is not related to the heavy thoughts of what we're dealing with right now. Make something, play music, plant something, draw. Let God work through you. Let some talent, create something in the woodshop. Let God work through you and build up that strong relationship to hear God's voice and feel God's creation through your hands. That's part of refilling the well. We've got to keep our spiritual wells filled and strong. Because when we face evil, I, for one, am going to kick the devil right in the throat. We're done with this one. I don't mind. I'll be right up there on point on doing that one. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Keep your prayers up. Don't give in and don't submit to these rituals. This is a time that to stand strong and not buckle. Keep your prayers strong. Keep your relationship strong. Keep your make a buddy system so that if you start to stumble, you've got somebody you can turn to and they can lift you up. We work together. We're a family. And we're connected through faith. We have a love for one another that bridges time and space because we're all part of God's family and God's children. We're all part of Him. Let's really make this a power base for all of us. God will never forsake us. He never has. And He will always win. So Patriots, I'll see you tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern. Until then or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. we pray, we stand. We live by the words, in God we trust. We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.